A recall petition for UCSB's Associated Student Body President Tessa Vexler has officially begun circulating. As of March 17th, students can now sign if they are in favor of recalling the AS leader on the UCSB AS Elections Board website. President Vexler, a fourth-year political science and communications major, is facing increasing pressure from students to step down from or face removal from her role. Students are claiming she censored and failed to represent the student body, has not effectively condemned racism on campus, and amplified an instance of doxing, among other concerns. Isabella, the third-year UCSB student who was co-sponsoring the recall petition, began to consider recall efforts last fall, over 5 months ago.
So in October, I began to wonder if we could remove her from her presidency after seeing her censor student voices. That was like the first action that kind of inspired me, because I thought like the role of a president is kind of to represent like all your students. And if you're censoring students by like deleting comments from a certain community about like a certain topic, then you're not able to represent every single community, because you're kind of taking away voices from a certain community. So that was the first thing that made me want to like take her away from her role, because I was like, this isn't really presidential, because I thought that a president should represent everybody and represent everyone's voices. That was the first thing.
Isabella went on to speak about the specific post on Vexler's personal Instagram, which acted as her initial call to action. Vexler also uses a separate account for the AS student body president position.
Yeah, she made a post in, I think it was also in October. It was like a blue post of just text that was talking about, I think it was like something about anti-Semitism and like the Israel-Palestine conflict. It was like around that topic, and it was just comments from people who were talking about Palestine, and anything mentioning that would be deleted. But any comments that mentioned Israel were not deleted.
In a post made on October 9th onto her personal account, Vexler condemned the killings of Israelis during the initial October 7 attacks by Hamas, called on non-Jewish college students to advocate for their Jewish friends and classmates, and act on the, quote, right side of history, end quote, and also went on to say that she stands with Israel. All comments on this post have been removed at this time. Isabella said she'd spoken with past UCSB students to ask if previous student body presidents had also deleted comments regarding Palestine and Israel.
I actually reached out to a couple alumni to ask them, like, has this ever happened with a president before? I reached out to someone who graduated in 2016, an anonymous person on Reddit, who had commented about the situation, and they told me, like, the Israel-Palestine conflict has always been, like, a topic of debate at UCSB, but no president at their time had ever gone that far as to delete comments, and they actually expressed, like, some shock over it. And then I also asked my uncle, who had graduated in the 1970s, and he was like, is that even allowed? And he was also kind of shocked over it. And then I asked my cousin, who graduated from here around 2012. And she was like, no, that never happened with our president either. So I asked a couple people, and I was just like, well, if this has never happened with a president before, and a president is censoring student voices, it just seems a little weird. So I was like, I don't know. Is this presidential behavior? Is this something that she can be removed for? So that was the start.
There are separate efforts to get Vexler removed from her post. One can be seen in the relatively new Recall Tessa Vexler Instagram account, which appears to be a campaign aimed at galvanizing the student body behind this issue, and eventually, to vote on recalling Vexler at the upcoming spring quarter election. The account's first post garnered over 1,000 likes and claimed Vexler's, quote, actions which include doxing of outspoken community members and innocent bystanders have endangered her constituents, end quote, and that her, quote, inactions, which include a failure to properly condemn racism and Islamophobia on campus, fly in the face of her campaign promise to amplify student voices, end quote. The accusation levied at Vexler participating in doxing refers to her reposting a post by Instagram account Israel War Room onto her personal Instagram story. The post had photos, names, and other personal information regarding students who Israel War Room alleged were involved in the making of anti-Zionist posters at the Multicultural Center and who were accused of anti-Semitism. Vexler took it down shortly after reposting. She told KCSB's Joyce Chi in a recent interview that she'd put the post up and covered it with the comment, quote, "We don't solve harassment with more harassment. One community's safety cannot come at the expense of another," end quote, with the intention of condemning the act of doxing. The Recall Tessa Vexler Instagram account also accuses Vexler of interfering in the democratic process by purposefully putting off appointing an elections board or a chairperson. The students behind the account declined to comment due to anonymity concerns. KCSB News reached out to Vexler for her response to these claims. She gave the following statement, quote, "One, I have not made any statements as AS president. I have worked on statements with the administration that have condemned racism, and I have always condemned all forms of bigotry, through my actions, through my speeches, and in my day-to-day life. Two, I work diligently with many students to fight doxing attempts on social media, including successfully getting doxing posts removed. And I got doxed myself when my phone number was posted online by a fellow student, later removed. I have never and will never condone doxing. I condemn doxing, and I made a statement on my personal Instagram stories affirming this. 3. Elections board recruitment is conducted by the AS Committee on Committees. Anything else would be a conflict of interest, not the AS president. The positions have been open for months, and I continuously checked in with COC on their status of recruitment. The day that the elections board chair nominee was sent to me, I sent it to the Senate to be added to the agenda. The elections board has been appointed for weeks now," end quote. An official recall effort follows AS procedure. A student has to get a recall petition from the AS elections board and get a quote-unquote sufficient amount of votes on the petition. Sufficient meaning an amount equal to 10% of the voters who voted for the office in question in the immediately preceding AS general election, and eventually voted on by the student body at the general AS election in week 4 of UCSB's spring quarter. This year, the voting period will take place April 22nd through 25th. Isabella said her petition hadn't previously gone anywhere due to the lack of an elections board in place until very recently.
On December 9th, I sent my first email to elections board asking them about getting the petition, and that was when they had told me, like, we don't have an elections board because we don't have a chair or a vice chair.
It is the role of the executive power, AS President Tessa Vexler, to nominate and appoint an elections board chairperson and representatives after receiving recommendations from the Committee on Committees. Applications for the board were publicized last May, and former Senate parliamentarian Cesar Castillo was appointed as the chair of the elections board last month in February, alongside which came the formation of the board. According to AS Elections Code, all elections board members and non-voting members must officially commit to being on the board by week 6 of UCSB's winter quarter in February. The board recently began meeting to discuss prep for the upcoming spring quarter election. Castillo responded to a KCSB News inquiry on the status of the petition last week, confirming that if student sponsors agree to the sample petition language provided to them, it would begin circulating as it is now. Isabella went on to speak about how she'd garnered support for her recall efforts while waiting for a petition from the elections board.
But during this whole process, like during the month's time, I've been gathering a bunch of people who would be willing to sign the petition. So the amount of votes that, or not votes, signatures that would be needed to pass it is 327, that 10% of the like full amount of votes from the actual election. So we definitely have over 327.
She went on to say that she's been using informal student forums to find potential supporters using social media platforms.
I've kind of just been going around like Yik Yak, Instagram, Reddit, like all the different places and asking people like how they feel about like the presidency and what's been happening with like censoring voices, not having representation. And then also with the doxing, with that happening recently, I was like, well, if she's not really concerned for student safety and also putting students in danger, it's not really presidential behavior as well. I was asking people like, hey, what do you think about this? Would you sign a petition to like possibly get her recalled? Like, what do you think? And a lot of people were like, hey, yeah, I would. Just send it to me when you finally get it.
If the current circulating recall petition gains over 327 votes, it will move forward to the Senate and may then allow for a recall election on the AS ballot during UCSB's upcoming spring quarter election. The AS Elections Board is calling for candidate submissions for the 2024 to 2025 school year, and the deadline to apply is Friday, March 22nd, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. The story is ongoing. With KCSB News, I'm Zoha Malik.